Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So very pleased to have you with us on this beautiful afternoon in October. It is October 4th, in fact, which means that we are 20 days away from the municipal election. Last night in Perth, there was an interesting conversation that took place. And here to talk to us about that is our very own Brian Turner. Brian, welcome to In Focus. Thanks for doing this today.
You're very welcome. Good afternoon.
Now, let's talk about what happened last night. There was an all-candidates meeting that was taking place at the Legion in Perth.
Yes, and it was well-organized and well-attended. I counted well over 150 people there. They had to bring out extra chairs. And what was amazing, I've attended a lot of all-candidates meetings over the years. This is one of the best run I've ever been to. It started right on time. They broke up the 14 candidates into two groups of seven each, put them on stage, and Ramsey Hart took questions from the organizers and questions from the audience and read them out. And right at the 8 o'clock mark, they switched the group for the second group of council candidates. And then at 8:30, they switched for the three mayoral candidates and finished right on time at 9 p.m.
So there are 11 people who are running for councillor in the town of Perth. Let's talk about them first. We will talk a little bit about the mayors, but we do have coming up next week here on Lake 88 the mayor's round table, and that is going to be where we have the candidates for Smiths Falls, Carlton Place, and Perth coming in, and we are going to ask them three very hot questions and have them respond. So with these particular In Focuses that we're doing, and we're going to do another one with you in just over a week about Carlton Place, we wanted to talk a little bit about the other people. So let's talk about the councillors. 11 running this time around.
Yep, we have a few incumbents, Dave Bird, Leona Cameron, Barry Smith, and then we have a whole new group. We have Sheldon Giff, Isabel Ann McCrae, Meredith Toivonen, Roy Vandermull, a former councillor, Jim Bolt, Marlene Donahue, and Gary Waterfield, and Derek Zeisman. And they all came well prepared. I didn't see too many jitters up there, even though it was the first time for a few of them. And they handled the questions quite well. One of the main questions, the first question that was asked by Ramsey, was what they saw as the municipal role in improving health care in Perth. And, of course, that's been a hot topic over the last summer with closures of the Perth Hospital's ER and rescheduling and a lot of difficulties. So it was something very interesting to hear how they foresaw council's role and how they could play a part in trying to improve health care.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you heard. How did they respond?
Well, almost everyone right off the bat said, remember, you know, major hospital funding comes from the province, and the province controls the wages that are paid to doctors and hospital staff. And of course, a lot of them took exception with the way the Ford government is handling that last file. But then they said that they would be looking at a supporting role, continuing to fight for more funding for the hospital, for a redevelopment of the hospital, looking at the opportunities to engage in medical professional recruitment, which is a very popular thing that a lot of municipalities are engaged in as of late, paying funds and setting up bonuses to try to get people to move to the area and work at the healthcare facilities. They talked about things such as disease prevention. Incumbent Leona Cameron, for example, admitted that while they didn't have a lot of direct control through the province, they did have control over what they could offer in terms of recreation facilities and in terms of trying to bring more healthcare facilities or clinics to the area. They pointed to the great example of the new Tay River healthcare facility on the south end of town. In fact, there was only one candidate at the end that kind of reversed that trend and admitted that it was a municipal responsibility, and that was incumbent Mayor John Fenwick, who stated emphatically in his closing remarks, it was a Perth responsibility. It was not just council, but it was every resident of Perth that had a stake in the game to ensure that we have the best health care available.
How were these comments received? Because you said we had pretty much a full house there. So
amazing.
What were you hearing out in the crowd?
This was a very respectful audience. Ramsey Hart asked at the very beginning that if people felt they should applaud answers, that they waited until the groups were finished and they could applaud them en masse. Didn't hear a lot of murmuring. Certainly there were no catcalls or negative comments from the audience, and a lot of polite applause for the groups that I think everyone in the audience recognized. It takes a lot of nerve to put your name on a ballot and to stand up in front of a crowded hall and state your case and state your opinion. And so it was a very respectful audience, and I think they got a lot out of it because of Ramsey Hart and the organizers' work. It ran very smoothly. One thing that I appreciated was there were a lot of questions that came from the audience in written form. They passed the hat like we were in church, right? And the organizers vowed that what they would do is take all those questions and understand that only a few of them got asked, but they would forward them to all the candidates and give them the opportunity to respond in either their social media pages or in whatever communication method they wanted. So we've got a list of those email addresses and names that we'll put up on lanarkleadstoday.ca. And I certainly encourage anybody who didn't make the meeting, wanted to get there for whatever reason, missed it, take advantage of that list and start emailing. There's phone numbers on it too. You can call and ask your questions directly. We do know that the entire 2-hour event will be broadcast on Cogeco's Your TV. I believe by Wednesday it'll be on their open YouTube channel.
Now, what are some of the other issues that were brought up? Because, I mean, obviously healthcare is a big one in Perth, thrust into the spotlight, as you said, because of the closure of the ER there. People wondering about the future of the hospital itself, and then people talking about redevelopment of the hospital. All these things, of course, help push it forward. But there are some other issues that certainly people in Perth are very concerned about these days. What are some of the other ones that were brought up?
Well, interestingly enough, they didn't ask the mayoral group the same healthcare question, but what they did ask was looking at Perth's strategic plan, which expects it to grow to a population of over 10,000, they wanted to know what that growth, what effect it would have on climate change and the environment, and how these candidates would recommend mitigating any negative effects on the environment with this exponential, let's call it what it is, exponential growth. The town is set to double its size. And we have
what kind of responses did they get?
Well, looking at, say, Stephanie Drummond, one of the newcomers to the mayoral race, she looked at accelerating tree planting, looking at some ideas around public transit, allowing off-grid housing, for example, and promoting work from home more often, looking at switching not just the municipal fleet to more environmentally friendly power sources such as electric and hybrid electric, but switching all the tools that are used. You know, we don't think about it, but you add up all those lawnmowers and chainsaws and drills. She thought maybe we could help improve our carbon footprint by going electric all the way. So that was one of the responses to dealing with that. Of course, the other big topic, I think you'll see this topic at every all candidates meeting around the region, is what would be the candidates' plans for increasing affordable rental housing?
I think you have to really, you know, that one is sort of like, you know, on Wheel of Fortune now, at the end, they give you all the RST, NL, and E's. That are in the puzzle. It's just a given. Here you go. Those are those letters. I think when it comes to any election at any level of government right now, you have to include affordability. And housing obviously is a good starting point for that, because affordable housing then leads to people having more money to purchase things like food, cars, you know, to be able to make those types of payments. So we know that Perth has been doing some really good work. One of the things that really pops to mind right away, Brian, is the fact that you can have a granny suite and then a small detached structure on one plot of land. That is finding a way to keep families together, but also to produce a couple of different styles of affordable housing. It doesn't always need to be these big high rises that are then rent geared to income, which would be awesome if you could do it. But Perth may not be the type of place for that. So what did you hear on the affordability front?
Well, John Fenech pointed out that what is needed is some stronger legislation, because everybody will promise working with developers on a subdivision to try to get them to allocate a certain percentage of their new builds as quote-unquote affordable. But it's not enshrined in provincial legislation. And until it is, you know, Fenech would state that this is a nice, it's great if you can get cooperation, but you need to have some backing from the province in order to do it. He mentioned streamlining the planning process to be able to see projects move a lot quicker. Judy Brown, running for mayor, current councillor, suggested donating municipally owned land for some affordable housing projects. The municipality right now owns land that may not be suitable in certain areas for doing this, but they could swap it with other landowners for different purposes. So she was thinking, maybe let's look outside the box, and if we don't have the available space, let's look at someone who does, and maybe we can do a trade.
We've heard that many times about the surplus land, and sometimes it's not quite as easy as it seems, and we do know that there are some hoops to jump through. When it comes to this whole affordability, was it basically housing that they were talking about, or were there any other ways that the town could, under the direction of either these hopeful councillors or mayoral candidates, that they were looking at trying to make life a little bit easier for people in Perth?
Well, former councillor and current candidate Jim Bolt said his number one job was to ramp up economic development, to bring employers to the town, to try to get the number of, you know, jobs that are above the entry level in terms of wages created. Because in his mind, and a lot of people would agree, that if you build a strong economic base, the rest falls into place. You get the investment from developers. You get some cooperation when they can look at a marketplace that's not only a beautiful place to live, because no question, you know, Perth has some of the best geography surrounding it on the planet, but it's a place to earn living. It's a place to enjoy, not just a place to slave away at minimum wage jobs for 60 hours a week trying to make ends meet.
Really interesting, because off the top, too, you said that there was nothing really that sort of came out of left field. So there were no real radical ideas that were presented by any of the candidates, were there?
Well, there were a few. And like I said, the idea of public transit or some type of a transit situation, a lot of people argued that, you know, we need to think outside the box. There was one candidate that said we should put the arterial road plan back in the long-range planning for Perth. That was just removed by the current council because they didn't see any likelihood of getting any type of assistance from the feds or the province in funding it, and they thought it was irresponsible to ask surrounding landowners to plan for an arterial road that was never going to come.
Back to the expansion that you're talking about too, right? You don't want to sort of handcuff those potential developments.
Exactly, and of course, one of the loud voices in Perth lately, and not just lately, we're going back a number of years, have been downtown property owners on Gore Street complaining about truck traffic, complaining about the vibrations and the problems it causes to heritage stone buildings.
Yeah, and residents around there too complaining about the noise. I mean, I live near trains, so I don't hear it. I'm just sort of accustomed to the noise now, and that can certainly happen. But there's a real danger. There are concerns about those trucks going through the downtown. An arterial road would make a lot of sense, but it also would make a lot of sense to have via rail pass through the town too. And we haven't heard any talk about that in a while. And that would certainly open some new worlds up to the residents of Perth.
Exactly. But when I looked at it, because I've sat through a lot of council meetings lately where, you know, this arterial road was being debated back and forth. And just in, you know, a humble viewing opinion, if you've been at it for 20 years, and that's what everyone says, they've been trying to get an arterial road for 20 years, and you haven't attracted provincial or federal funding for it, are you ever going to?
That's the question. It is, and it's unfortunate because it would be great, and the plan for it makes a lot of sense. It would be nice. It would probably ultimately allow tourism to develop even further in the town of Perth. We already know how many people love coming to Perth and experiencing it, calling it, you know, very European to be in the downtown and walking through it and so on. You take those trucks out of there, and I mean, that's only going to increase. But unfortunately, if you don't have the provincial and federal dollars, then it is a moot point, because then you're going to be paying for it for another 3-4 decades.
On the topic of housing, one of the newer ideas, or ones that we haven't heard loudly recently, that came from Roy Vandermeul and another of other new candidates, was the idea of cooperative housing to, you know, create a building that you could have apartments above, you can have retail below, and it could be run on a co-op basis, which can help to reduce the cost of acquisition. Incumbent Mayor John Fenwick was talking about making sure we stick to the idea of a 15-minute community, which means any new large-scale development can be self-sustained. People don't have to walk any more than 15 minutes to get to a food store, to get to you know, a hardware store, or some type of service outlet. And that was one of his promises.
Which is also one of the ideals for a true affordable housing as well, because a lot of people not only walk to those stores to get food, but also to work. So yeah, really interesting stuff that came out of last night's all candidates meeting. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with? Any other points made by candidates that you wanted to share?
Well, generally speaking, I think Perth is in a great situation. When I looked at this slate of candidates, there's a lot of variety in skill level. There's a large age span. We're not just looking at the old guys network anymore. There's a lot of women running for council. There's a lot of younger people in that on that stage last night. So I would say take advantage of the fact that you've got a little homework to do if you want to make an intelligent decision on the 24th. And of course, you can start earlier with online and telephone voting starting on, I believe, the 17th in Perth as well as Carlton Place. Go to our website and you can see the list of certified candidates. We took it right from the Town of Perth's official page, and it's convenient. Not every municipality has done this, and I wish they all did it. They give you their qualifying address, their phone numbers, and their email address, and what position they're running for. And take advantage of YouTube and take a look at the All Candidates meeting. You should be able to pull it up starting late tomorrow or early Thursday. And the nice thing about looking at meetings on YouTube or streaming them, you can just zip back and forth to your favorite spots. But I think you're going to find there's a lot to offer, or a lot of resources that these candidates bring to the table. So find out who your favorite is or who you need more questions asked, and pull up our information page and start dialing.
There you go. And that will be posted by the end of the day, along with this little interview here between Brian and I. And again, it is on lanarkleadstoday.ca. Brian, thanks for your work on this, and we look forward to speaking with you. It's a week from Monday that we'll be talking about the Carlton Place All Candidates meeting. You are going to have a report coming up, because the meeting itself is this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Thursday night at the Nealon Street Arena on the upper level. I believe the moderator is somebody we know.
Mr. Byron Perkins.
That's it.
From Lake 88. Brian Perkin, of course. Yes, indeed. So we will we'll have a report from you, a couple reports from you coming up the morning after, during the morning news. And then again, we'll go a little bit more in depth like we've done today on In Focus a week from Monday. And also tomorrow evening, Grant Demme is going to be in Smiths Falls, and we'll be talking to him the same way coming up in a few days' time as well. So thank you very much, Brian. And again, just so people are aware, we will be doing our roundtable with the mayoral candidates. We're going to be doing this for Smiths Falls, Perth, and Carlton Place. The first one is coming up on Thursday the 6th with the candidates from Carleton Place. The people that you saw speak last night in Perth, they're going to be next week on the 12th. The day before that, the 11th, it is Smiths Falls. So you'll be able to hear the mayoral candidates directly answering to some of the questions on the biggest issues being faced in their towns right now. So there we go. That's coming up. Just part of the ongoing election coverage that we promise you here at Lake 88 as we do head towards Election Day. And of course, all hands on deck for election night, including yourself, Brian Turner. Again, thank you so much for this, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.